from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello once again and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel program. Our preacher today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and he continues with his series from Mark's Gospel.
Welcome once more to our Bible study. Delighted that you have joined with us. May the Lord bless our time of fellowshipping together around His Word. I want to read from Matthew chapter 15 this morning, although we continue our study in Mark chapter 7. I'm reading a parallel portion. I read it last week as well. Because the account given in Matthew of the incident that we're looking at in the Gospel of Mark is a much fuller account, and I want us to see some of the things that Matthew includes in his account. Verse 21 of Matthew chapter 15. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's tables. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. May God bless this reading from His Word. Here's the SMS Singers from Greenville in South Carolina, and they're singing for us, He the Pearly Gates Will Open.
Love divine, so great and wondrous, He that mighty pure sublime, coming from the heart of Jesus, just the same through test of time. He the pearly gate
forgave. I will sing His praise forever.
with me now then to Mark chapter 7 and the verse 24. The Savior has gone up to the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and he has done so in order to search out this woman. O men and women, it is God who initiates salvation. As John said, we love him because he first loved us. The lost sheep can never find its own way home. It's only when the shepherd goes out, finds the sheep, and brings the sheep home that it is delivered from its danger. And salvation is of God from the beginning unto the end. The Savior, in seeking out this woman, then adopts an attitude toward this woman, which at first appearance must be considered most strange. And in Matthew chapter 15, in the verses 21 onward, we read first of all that when the woman cried unto the Lord, saying, verse 22, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil, it says that he answered her not a word. He, as we would say, did not take her under his notice. Most likely he didn't even look at her. What did she do? She continued to cry on him. For his disciples, we read in verse 23, came to the Lord and said, look, would you send her away? For she crieth after us. She wasn't meeting with much encouragement, was she? The Lord, in response to what the disciples said to him, answered, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So here is, in the Savior's words, another apparent rebuff. Did that put her off? How did she react to that? It says she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. She wasn't put off, but she persisted in her crying. And the Savior then spoke yet again to her. It is not meet or proper or appropriate to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs, verse 26. Now that is a tremendous statement. He is saying, for me to give to you is like taking meat from the children and casting it to the dogs. We can't imagine a statement that is more designed to put off the poor sinner. But this woman is not put off. Instead she says, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And it is then that the Savior responds and says to her, Matthew 15 and the verse 28, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that hour. That response by the woman brought from the Savior a response that appeared very different from all the others that he had given her. He compliments her, he praises her, and he grants to her her desire. O woman, great is thy faith. You see, although it appears that the Lord was treating this woman most harshly, most cruelly, he of course was doing no such thing. Instead, he was accomplishing in her his purpose in mercy and grace. He is bringing her to that place where her faith reaches out, lays hold upon God's promise, and claims the blessing. The Savior's purpose was to draw out this woman into humility and strengthen her faith. This woman is led deeper and deeper in her humility under the Savior's responses. It's true, as we read in Matthew chapter 15, that this woman had a measure of light and understanding and knowledge. For in verse 22 she says, have mercy upon me, O Lord, thou son of David. She knew who Jesus was. But the silence of the Lord Jesus would have caused her to stir herself up, to cry even more plaintively unto the Savior. And when he said, I am not sent to anyone but the lost sheep of the house of Israel, it says that she came closer to him and fell before him and worshipped him. Still this downward process is continuing in her heart. And when he said, "But it would not be right for me to give you that which comes from the children's table, you who are but as a dog," she said, "Truth, Lord." She owned the truth concerning herself. She recognized that she was but as a dog. This is hard doctrine, isn't it? This is a difficult truth to swallow. And therein lies the difficulty that men and women face when they hear the word of God. The parable of the prodigal son illustrates this for us. The truth that humility and faith must combine when a plea is made to God for salvation. The prodigal said, "I will arise and go to my father and say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants." It was in order for this woman to be made to feel and know her unworthiness that Jesus spoke to her so. This is a lesson we all need to learn. I tell you this, men and women, until we feel our absolute unworthiness in the sight of God, we cannot be saved. There is an unwillingness to learn this truth inbred in us all. Wise was the man who said, "I'm a poor sinner and nothing at all, but Jesus is my all in all." The hymn writer put it like this, "Naught have I gotten, but what I received, grace hath bestowed it since I have believed. Boasting excluded, pride I abase, I'm only a sinner, saved by grace." May God, through his word, make you to feel your unworthiness, a breaker of every one of his commandments, a defier of his law and authority and majesty, one who has despised the mercy and love of Christ, and who has long determined to pursue your own way in this world. May you feel your unworthiness, and may you be brought low at the Savior's feet, and lay hold upon him by faith. May God bless his word to you today. Tune in again. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.